only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government.
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We genuinely appreciate it. If you thought our last episode was dated, you were right. But this one is also just as dated, if not more. Not topical at all. We recorded it a couple months ago, sorry. So in this episode, we start out talking about stand-up comedians from the mid-90s. And then we talk about the Olympics and what annoys us about the Olympics. Then what else? We talk about Fred Willard and his super topical troubles with the law in the movie theater where he got in trouble. And I also tell a story that happened to me only like 8 or 9 years ago. So enjoy.
Hey, I had a Danny moment. What happened was my cell phone went off during the podcast, and I felt like a fucking idiot.
That's his ringtone?
Yeah.
Oh boy. I bet it's important. Who do you think it is calling him?
Oh, okay.
I think it's his girlfriend.
You think
so? Oh, hang on 1 second. Vanessa? Did you say? I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Vanessa with Armando
Montalban
Seminars?
With Armando Montalban Seminars?
Armando Montalbano Seminars.
Oh, wait.
I've heard about those.
Are you looking for Craig Savage? Craig Savage?
Yes.
Oh, this is his son, Danny.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's okay. He's not available right now. Did he sign up for a seminar or something? I'm sorry.
He registered for one of our seminars. We're just calling to confirm that he was still going to be able to attend.
What seminar? You know what seminar he registered for?
It's a real estate seminar.
Well, he's always flipping houses.
Wait, did he maybe see it on a commercial on TV or something?
Yes, most likely.
Where's the seminar? I live in Pasadena.
The one that he has registered for is the one in Ontario.
Ontario, oh, okay.
Canada?
Just Ontario, California, right? Not Ontario, Canada.
Right.
Okay, I don't. What day is it? Because I don't think he can make it. He only has a bike. That's a heck of a ride from Pasadena to Ontario.
It's gonna be next Thursday, the 16th.
Yeah, I don't think he probably can make it. I'm surprised. I don't know why he would do that. My dad. I have to tell you something. My dad's a little. He's a little bit of a space case, you might say, Vanessa.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, though, right? We're like,
yeah.
He's a. He gets a little. You hear me, right? I don't want to be insulting, but he could.
No, I mean.
I
definitely understand. Well, I can just go ahead and take him off the list. That'll be fine.
He sounds cute.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Vanessa. I really hate to trouble a young lady like you. You sound really cute, but my dad, I just don't think he's going to make it to the seminar. He just took him off his medication. You know what I mean? Like, he's been on medication for his brain. And he, do you have another call?
No.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, let me tell you about my dad. he recently got off his medication for his brain, and for, he has like head trauma, sort of. So he got he's got a sort of early onset Alzheimer's. He has
part of his therapy is he has to attend real estate seminars.
He has problems with his memory, and he also is on this drug that kind of keeps him from going into manic episodes. But I took him off that pill lately, and he's been acting very strange. But they said part of his therapy was that he should try to attend some seminars just to be more social. So maybe that's why he signed up for it. I just don't know how he can make it out to Ontario, because I work during the day, so I won't be able to take him. So maybe he should be signing up for seminars closer to here, because he can't bike ride all that way. I think that's like a 60-mile bike ride.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, that's fine, because I don't think right now we don't have anything in Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
We did it probably already passed.
Okay, so. Well, if you can keep this phone number on your list, and you can call me anytime you want.
Day or night.
Day or night.
Well, you can give them a call back next time.
Especially
night. We're in the area.
Especially night. All right, that sounds good, Vanessa.
All right, well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, love you too.
Bye-bye.
I forgot about this. My dad told me he signed up for that seminar. I forgot.
Hey, that reminds me. I got an interesting voicemail the other day. I think you might like it.
All right, why don't you play it?
Hold on a second. I don't think you even know what this is.
I don't, but I thought it might be from my dad, because he leaves me all sorts of crazy voicemails.
Message skipped. Saved message.
You, right? Yeah, hello, this is Craig. Somebody was calling for Monica here. You know, DW, Danny to y'all, and Lyle. Anyway, thought I'd let you know, this probably ain't the same Monica, right? All right, have fun. Bye.
What Monica is he thinking of?
Somebody must have called your house asking for Monica, and then he called my cell phone to find out if they wanted my girlfriend, Monica.
Oh, and I wonder if, how does he have your cell phone?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Good question.
No, my dad told me he signed up for the seminar, and he said he's getting into real estate now. I swear to God, he told me
really?
That.
Yes. That seems like a good idea.
And also, you know, I think the person he's talking about is that one douchebag baseball player that gives those real estate seminars. Remember those? You've seen the infomercials, haven't you, Chris? It's that one guy in like a black SUV. No, not Tony Gwynn. It's like this Mexican guy, and he's always talking about how you can flip houses. You have to have seen these.
I don't want to.
Wait, he was a baseball player?
Yeah, he used to be a baseball player.
Is he the guy that had the TV show for a while?
I don't know.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon played baseball?
Was his name like something Montalonga or
yes,
something?
Yes, that's exactly
what
she
said.
Oh,
that's who it was.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
He wasn't a baseball player, was he?
I thought she said something like that. I mean, I thought I saw... I've only watched like a little bit of the seminars, and you immediately hate this guy. He's such a douche.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. He is a douche, but I don't remember him ever being a baseball player.
Maybe
I think his last name is Montalonga.
Yeah,
I think
something
it was
like that.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, he was the Padres catcher, right?
Yeah, in the 30s.
So you think Vanessa's gonna call me back, or
she
what?
She did sound kind of cute.
Yeah.
But then you never know with Mexican girls. She could be super fat, but still probably cute and yeah. willing to do whatever.
Yeah, and also, if you've ever worked the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant, you quickly realize that a cute voice doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Me and Ben, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but we started out our lives together at Taco Bell.
Started out our lives.
Well, I'm saying our friendship blossomed at the Taco Bell on Oradam Boulevard. Or no, excuse me, on Olive Highway.
It blossomed when I said, oh, fuck, you hired Danny?
No, you tried to get me hired.
Did I?
Do you remember how I got hired there, Ben? You were working there. You told me to put in an application. You took me there and introduced me to a guy, Kevin. Remember Kevin?
Yeah.
You told me he was like the manager, and you were telling him how funny I was, and then you told me to do Louis C.K.'s old stand-up, and this was in like 1997 or something like that, and you wanted me to do the bit like the Rise Testicles bit. You remember that?
Yeah,
and then
I don't remember
and
how
also,
that goes, but I remember that.
And also the
phone sex
lady, yeah. I'm playing with your balls.
Yeah. That and the one where he talks about having all his possessions memorized.
No, that was later. I don't think that was on that same one. What was on that same one was going grocery shopping, though.
How did that one go?
And forget, he said, I went grocery shopping the other day, and I bought like $200 worth of stuff. The lady was ringing me up for like 3 minutes, and then right at the end, right when she finished ringing me up, I realized, oh my God, I don't have my wallet. And I was like kind of panicked. I'm like, oh, and I kind of feel a little embarrassed. And I told her, she's like, that'll be $230. And I was like, I don't have any money. She's like, what? You don't have enough money? I was like, I don't have any money. She's like, so what are you saying? You want to put some of this stuff back? He's like, I want to put it all back, I think, unless you're giving me some of it. And he said the weirdest part was I didn't know how to leave, because I usually you take your stuff and you go, but I just kind of walked away with my stuff there. I'm like, well, see you later. I had fun picking the stuff out anyway.
I always tell people that, because you know how people brag about like saying they'll say things like, oh, I saw Green Day in Berkeley before they were signed to a label.
Right.
I always tell people that we liked Louis C.K. back when hardly anybody liked him.
No one had even heard of Louis C.K. when we liked him.
Yeah.
I know. I first saw Louis C.K. on some old VHS tape Danny had in the mid-90s.
Yes, exactly. It had Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, and Dave Attell on it. And you know who else it had on was, what's that guy's name? Anthony Boyd or something like that? He had that, he had a sitcom too.
Country hit kid?
Yeah, exactly. No, he was a skinny guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He had a sitcom called...
He had a real weird voice.
Yeah, he was in Boston Common. Yeah,
didn't he have like a slow southern voice?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, he was funny.
Were any of those people famous at the time of that tape?
They were like, all just at the Aspen Comedy Festival. None of them, I mean, they definitely weren't, none of them had any type of traction as far as Hollywood or shows or anything like that.
I mean, I guess the fact that they're on a VHS tape says something, but they weren't like household names.
No, God no, they definitely weren't.
Where did you get that tape?
I think me and Brian tape recorded that off of HBO one night.
Damn.
That guy, Louis C.K. is just now starting to get known.
I know.
And he's definitely in his 40s, right? He's pretty old.
He's, I think, almost 50.
Jeez. He was born in September 12th, 1967.
So that makes him 87, 97, 2007.
45.
Hang on. 45. Yep.
How do you like that?
Everybody didn't know who he was until about, what, like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Even still, I don't know that he's hugely popular.
Right.
Yeah.
We can pick him. If Hollywood put me in...
I've always said that. I always said, hey, Jon Stewart, he needs more attention, you know? I always thought he was funny.
Right.
Before The Daily Show.
No, I know.
And guess what happened? He got on The Daily Show, now everybody's on the bandwagon. I thought Ben Stiller was funny.
Yep. Ben Stiller's show... Chris used to talk about that a long time ago, about how funny that was.
I do have something to say about Jon Stewart, though.
Go ahead.
I'm a huge fan of Jon Stewart. I love The Daily Show. Ever since we interviewed Rob from Floater, I put The Daily Show on my DVR, and I took his advice. I've watched every single episode since the day we did that interview.
Wow, that is so cool, Ben. I don't know why that makes me so happy.
Well... I mean, to be fair, I always liked The Daily Show, but when he was saying that, I was like, yeah, why the fuck aren't I taping that? Like,
yeah.
I'm taping a show about Bigfoot, but not this. You know, when you just think about, like, series recordings and stuff, and yeah. I went through my DVR, and I was like, really? Fucking Cake Boss? But I don't have that?
Cake Boss.
So, I remember when, what was the guy's name that had The Daily Show before?
Oh,
Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn.
Do you remember when he left and then they were having like open auditions to replace Craig Kilborn and it was down to Jon Stewart? Do you remember who the other one was?
No, who was it?
It was fucking Norm MacDonald. And we were all pulling for Norm. We thought, oh man, Norm needs his own show on Comedy Central. And I remember how pissed and upset we all were that Jon Stewart got it. We're like, fucking Jon Stewart over Norm MacDonald?
But that's only because...
It was the right choice.
That was the right choice, yeah.
Well, the show would have lasted 6 months, and then Norm would have just disappeared.
Norm would have just got tired of doing it and then stopped showing up to work, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this or not. I'll say it now. I might cut this, but Norm agreed to do this show. I told both of you guys this a while ago. I've never put it out there, but maybe if everyone starts, he's since he agreed, he has stopped. We've kind of lost contact with him. But
have you been emailing him?
Yeah.
Or however.
Yeah, two other times, but because I don't want to just totally.
From my understanding, and I don't know Norm, and I don't know anybody who knows Norm, but from like people that do know him that talk about him on other podcasts. I find it highly likely that he was just like, yeah, I'll do your show. Then he was just like, I'm not going to fucking do that show.
Well, Chris made actually the opposite point, which was that he never forgets anything that he says. He has like a steel trap brain. You know what I mean? Like he's very, very, very sharp. People don't give him enough credit for how smart he is, which is actually how I approached him. I wasn't even talking to him about being funny. I was talking to him about how smart he was and how every time I hear him interviewed, I learn something. I also think, as a side note, he's one of the funniest people ever, but that's not why I want him on our show, really. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely feel like every time I really hear him seriously talk, it changes slightly my perception of the way I look at things one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not common in humans.
I also think that we kind of have an uphill battle because Adam Carolla has a hard time getting him on his show.
I know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant, too.
Yeah, no, I know.
I understand that even if he agrees to things with full intentions, I think it's hard to really, he's like, it's hard to get him to commit to something.
Well, he's the way I got him to agree kind of was saying like that, cause I know he does shows at the Ice House occasionally. And I told him he should come do it sometime when he was out here because we're like 2 blocks from the Ice House, which is a comedy club here in Pasadena.
Would you offer to go pick him up?
Absolutely. I did offer. I said, we would be happy to drive. I know you don't drive. We'd be happy to drive you anywhere. Or even if you have a gig at the Ice House, I'd drive you out there and then over here after. And also, we would be happy to do it via Skype or some other way of doing it. If you don't, I know you don't travel much. So if you would want to do it that way, I would much prefer to have you in person, but.
Make sure he knows that we are not going to gay molest him when we get him into our house. Or make sure he thinks that.
Well, I told him we were going to be recording in the Straggly Woods.
Straggly Woods.
Sounds like something he would say.
You don't remember that joke? He talks about the Straggly Woods and about the shallow grave in the Straggly Woods.
Uh-uh.
Wait, you seen his most recent stand-up special, Ben?
Yeah.
When he's talking about, what's that lady's name?
And then one day, you know, they go, hey, more news on Janice. There's the Bill. He's still outside. And then Bill is like outside and he's like, here we are. Where, as you can see behind me, they are scouring the woods. They're still searching for Janice, you know. And then you go, oh, fuck, not the woods. You know, that's not. Nothing good ever happens in the woods. I've seen enough of these fucking stories to know that Janice ain't coming bounding out of the woods anytime soon. That's it. She's like, hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm just taking a stroll through the woods. What are you taking my picture for? I just take a stroll through the scraggly woods. Now, if they find you in the woods, they always find you in the same place. Every time, they will find you in a shallow grave. I don't know why they don't just look there in the first place.
Anyway.
So I had a Danny moment the other day. I was...
Wait, you fucking stunk like shit?
I stink really bad right now, I have to tell you.
I bet. What is it, like 110 down there?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It is hot as shit today.
Yeah, it's very hot.
I was watching old Olympic videos on YouTube because I was in the Olympic spirit. I don't know if you guys remember this back in 92 Barcelona. Huh. When,
of course I remember.
I'm sure you remember.
You really like the Olympics?
No, I mean, well, I would like it if they showed. I like that we get to see like crazy, the best people in the world at just random sports. Except the problem is they never really show all the random sports. It's all just Misty May jumping around in the sand. I so fucking don't give a fucking shit about beach volleyball.
I know.
It blows my mind how much coverage that gets.
Ben is really pissed that we haven't seen more taekwondo.
I'm pissed that I would love to see taekwondo.
So imagine how Ben feels.
But anyway, what don't you think that It's a little ridiculous how much it's beach volleyball and swimming. That's pretty much the only thing I've seen, and some gymnastics.
The Olympics are a fucking joke.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the three of us, I'm the biggest sports fan, and I hate the Olympics. It's so stupid. They have the stupidest fucking sports. How do they have beach volleyball and regular volleyball, but we can't squeeze in baseball?
Well, I think they stopped baseball because America was dominating, right?
Well, then get rid of basketball.
They're thinking about it. There's been talks.
What about boxing? Why can't you see boxing?
Because that's fixed.
How is it that they have beach volleyball teams from countries that are landlocked?
And I know
what beaches are they playing on?
I know it's horseshit too, because what other sport has the same two old ladies that have been doing it for the past six Olympics? There's obviously no competition in beach volleyball.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Are they the best in the world, or are they just two of a handful in the world?
They're two of a handful that care enough to practice beach volleyball all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, lesbians must love the shit out of it, because they must be getting ratings.
But even then, it's not like they're attractive women.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the only good reason to want to watch women's volleyball is to see some ass and boobies.
But they don't have boobies because they're so fit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of them literally looks like a horse.
I agree.
Like, I thought Sarah Jessica Parker was on the team.
Like, I might be able to rub one off to Misty May's ass, but they keep showing her partner's face and it totally kills it.
Chris only watches the Olympics to beat off. That should be a sport.
Hey, that reminds me. Did you see in the women's water polo match, they were showing, like, when they were doing live footage and they went to an underwater cam and a girl had a nip slip?
Oh, yeah. I actually found a webpage devoted to a water polo nip...
Olympic nip slip?
Water polo nipple exposure.
Oh, really? There's a lot you got to see it?
There's a lot more than you would think.
Ooh. Check that out.
So it's like over the years?
Yeah, it's very common, apparently.
Why doesn't Bob Costas do an expose on that?
With his new glasses.
I know.
Yeah, what is he, fucking Harry Potter?
So I was watching... Olympicus! I was watching... do you remember in 92 when this sprinter, I don't know what event exactly he was doing, he's a guy from England, this black guy... big surprise. He was like the shoe-in to win the gold. Do you remember this? And his thigh or his knee gave out. Something happened. He pulled something.
I don't remember.
No. Oh, man. You should watch it, Danny.
Is it sad?
But it's mainly the thing is the inspiring moment is that his dad runs out.
Oh, man.
And apparently he says, "You don't have to do this. Let's stop." And he insists on finishing the race hopping, which I don't understand.
Like, are you sure you weren't like on Disney.com thinking you were watching the Olympics?
Apparently Jamaica had never been in the bobsled race.
Oh, did you see?
Wait a minute. You should watch this because I was watching the guy, his dad's like got his arm around him, like carrying him across the finish line. And I was like starting to get choked. I'm like, oh shit. I felt like I was turning into Danny.
Should me and Ben watch it right now? Would it be good for the show, or is it too long? We should just watch it.
I don't care. Watch it right now. We'll see.
Okay, so he's really black.
It's weird that they were pumping this music in the arena.
Derek Redmond, the best form he's shown since he broke the British record.
He was in great shape. You know, he was had a chance, possibility of maybe getting a medal there.
Has got Redmond to aim at, and so too in lane number three is Steve Lewis. But Redmond's got off very fast indeed, and so too is Ismail of Qatar. Down the back straight, he's the fractional leader. Bada of Nigeria has gone very quickly, and Redmond has broken down. He's on the track, kneeling down, and Derek Redmond, on his injury problem, the jinx has struck again.
It's not going to be
a muscle or something.
Running down the back straight, I heard a funny clap or a pop, and I honestly, for a split second, thought I'd been shot. And then, obviously, I realised I've pulled a hamstring.
Jesus.
And then when the pain sort of died down, I remembered where I was and what I was doing, and I remember thinking, quick, you're in the Olympic semi-finals, you prat, get up and start running. and I got to the 200-meter mark after hobbling 50 meters.
It's weird to see a black dude with a proper English accent.
I know.
And it pretty much hit me that...
And a dad.
You know, it ain't going to happen. There's no way I would have got this. When you got hamstring, you know you got a hamstring.
He just wants to finish. His dad's trying to run under the track to stop him. He's going to tell him, Derek, don't.
The old man went to put his arms around me, and I was just about to try and push him off because I thought it was someone else. I didn't see if he sort of jogged from behind. And he said, you can stop now. You haven't got nothing to prove. And I said, oh, I have. You know, get me back into lane five. I want to finish.
Now in the greatest arena in sport, he's getting the cheer of the games.
I would never have wanted to be in Derek's shoe at that time. You know, it was a sad moment. It was a, you know, a great moment, you know, in the sport, to be honest.
It's a figure, a picture that just stays in your mind forever because you don't want to see any athlete having to go through that. You just knew how destroyed he was and just how much that race meant to him.
In the video, like when his dad comes up to him, he's like hobbling along the track trying to keep running, and then when his dad comes up, he tries to push his dad off because he thinks it's just someone from the Olympics. And then when he sees it's his dad, he kind of like puts his head into his shoulder and kind of starts into his dad's shoulder and kind of starts crying. You can see like all the emotion coming out of him, and that is like that gets to you, doesn't
it? Rough. And his dad, like, it goes a little farther, and his dad's crying as he's carrying him along the finish line.
Are you there, Ben?
Yeah, because touching stuff.
Ben, are you like beating off somewhere else right now? What's going on? Ben did a quick stopover at Pornhub. No,
usually I'm pretty sentimental about stuff, and I was just like, eh.
Really? Wow.
I think
it seems weird that would affect Chris, and I mean, I thought it was touching, but.
Well, me and Chris have this thing where we don't really have dads, so.
Yeah, I think
we basically raised our own
dads. For me, it's the dad thing.
Like, having a dad.
So what you're saying is that guy could have, like, burned his hand on the fryer at McDonald's, and his dad could have said, hey, you don't got to finish your shift.
It's 80% dad, 20% the failure of sports failure, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, I was thinking, hey, this could have been any given Wednesday in my house growing up.
I'm friends with an Olympic gold medalist. Who? In real life. And on Facebook also. But I'm friends with her.
Who is it?
Oh, I can't remember her fucking name.
You guys are good friends.
You can't remember your close, dear friend.
Real close friend. We're also Facebook friends. Good friend. Good friend.
It's something Marie, right?
Or like... Yeah, Marie or Maria something. I can't remember.
Have you really met her in real life?
No.
What sport does she do?
Gymnast. She's a gym.
She does gym.
She does gymnast sport.
What's her strongest?
The one where you like flip around. She's jumping around like a monkey.
Chris.
She's white, dude. Oh, okay. It's cool.
Is she from California?
I don't know. But she's underage.
She's getting stronger and stronger.
She's underage, so you know, let's not be inappropriate about it. All okay. Right, guys.
Is it like a fan page? Like, did you just like her page and you think you're friends with her?
Oh, no. We're friends, like real Facebook. We're friends, but we're Facebook friends also.
Your dear friends.
Yeah.
What are some memories from your guys' past together?
Oh, my God. Well, all my memories are when she was under 18, so I don't want to comment.
That's true.
It was all her just being like, Chris, I can't wait till I'm 18. So we can take our friendship to another level. I'd be like, that's fucking gross until you're 18.
This is totally off topic. But Chris beat me here to the studio today for the podcast. So when I walked in, we were supposed to have a guest on the show, but he actually couldn't make it today. So when I came into the studio, Chris was watching Mama's Family and drinking a 40.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's, I don't know, true. If it's a 40, but he was.
Yeah, it is.
He had this big ass bottle
of
beer.
Is it like malt liquor?
Yeah, and he was watching Mama's Family on YouTube with headphones on.
I was telling Danny, I really enjoy Mama's Family, but I know it's not quality TV.
Right. It's like how Ben feels about Teen Wolf, the TV show. Chris, what's the most embarrassing TV show you watch?
I don't know if I'm ashamed of anything I watch on TV.
But what's the shittiest? I mean, what's the shittiest?
All right, one thing that I enjoyed that probably would be kind of embarrassing is I used to watch what's the show where they compete to be a clothing designer? It's a reality show.
Fashion something?
Top Model or something.
Is that what it is? America's Next Top Model?
No, it's not Top Model.
Wait, no, it's...
America's Next Top Fashion Designer.
Is it Fashion Star? Or
Runway something? Project Runway.
Project Runway?
You used to watch that?
I used to watch that with an ex-girlfriend. And I enjoyed it. And
but was it because she was watching it and you were just in the room, but you liked it?
Yeah, but I started liking it. And I also felt like, man, I could do all this. I could design a dress that would be popular. It didn't seem that difficult. But, I mean, I used to watch Designing Women, so how can I talk shit?
I know. Didn't your dad used to watch Melrose Place?
My dad's favorite show was Beverly Hills 90210 until they let too many fags on there and they started watching Melrose Place. And I want to say, Dad, you know, it's kind of faggy that you're watching the show to begin with.
Shoddy Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7Shoddy Now. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
Did you guys know that they're making a sequel to Grown Ups?
They are?
You know what Grown Ups is, right?
Yeah.
That really awesome Adam Sandler movie?
That movie was beyond bad. It was just...
Are they really making a sequel?
I swear to God, they're making a sequel.
What's it called? Grandparents?
All Grown Up?
That movie was really just confusing.
What movie should they make a sequel to or reboot of any movie that you can think of?
This just did. Cool Runnings.
I was thinking, and I'm being serious here, how cool would a reboot be? Maybe a little darker version of it, but Harry and the Hendersons.
I love that movie.
That's a good one. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
It's a weird movie, John Lithgow at his finest.
You know, yeah, that's a great one, actually. I liked that movie as a kid.
I watched that movie on Comcast On Demand about a month and a half ago with Delaney.
Really? Does it hold up?
Yeah.
They should do a reboot of...
Howard the Duck.
Total Recall.
You know what happened to Gray Davis a few years ago, right? Like 8 years ago?
Yeah.
8 or 9 years ago? Motherfucker got total recalled.
Motherfucker.
Great, now I have to leave this whole part in just so we can hear the Gray Davis joke.
Yeah, it was worth it.
I want to make a political movie about a gay politician, but here's the twist, is people don't know that he's gay, and he's really like a conservative Republican family values, and his name is Chad Thomas. And the twist ending is that they find out that he has a partner who's a guy, obviously, because right. He's gay. And his name is also Chad, and they both have big penises, and we'll call it Hanging Chad. That was a long ways to go for nothing.
I agree.
Wow. Was that me or you that just told that story?
Hanging Chads, that'd be good.
Well, it might have been funny, but I dozed off halfway through the setup.
I was still thinking it through. I just had the punchline in my head.
I want to make a movie about this guy. He gets put on trial, right? It's a white guy. And he's being put on trial for rape. But part of the evidence is his case is that the person has, like, the girl who's pressing charges is this black girl. And she has, like, a lot of vaginal damage from the rape. But his lawyer is making the case that it couldn't have been him because his penis is so small. So he's like, it's kind of hard for him because he has to admit to the world that he has a small penis in order to not be charged with rape. But here's the catch. Everyone on the jury is like, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. That's the jury. And they all have really big penises. And the movie's called Hung Jury.
That's pretty funny, dude. You know what? They should do some Johnny Cochran thing where he has to fuck her in front of the jury to see if it rips if her it up don't again. Fit.
He has to try to put the glove on.
Do you guys think it would be cool if black guy's semen was black?
I assume it is.
Because, you know, like when you blow a load, it's like all milky white.
Right, right. Yeah, I know about that. I used to date this. Well, date isn't the right word, but I used to.
What's the right word?
I used to hang out
finger
with,
bang.
Have intercourse with, and smoke marijuana with this girl. And she's kind of a girl who smoked too much pot in her life, probably, and she gets a little dopey.
She done smoked herself retarded.
And so I would tell her stuff. I would get her high, and I'd tell her stuff about the universe, and she'd be like, shut up. Like, I would blow her mind like all the
constantly.
Time.
Constantly. Would how would she return she'd that be like, favor?
She'd be like, say, tell me some more stuff about science. It was really satisfying.
Was this in the afterglow after you guys had made love?
Before or after, but I don't know if I'd call it making love either. If you'd seen it, you wouldn't call it that either.
So when you would talk about science and stuff, would you take that into the bedroom and would you be like, I'm going to put it in your black hole?
God.
I would be like, you know, all of the elements that are in my cock are present all over the universe. And pretty soon they're going to be present all over your face.
I would be like, oh my God, I'm going to supernova. I'm going to supernova.
So stupid. My science joke is better.
Shoddy Radio. Sorry. If he just wants to masturbate to women on a screen, he could definitely find a place where no one else is around to do that.
There's porno on the screen?
Yeah.
I don't understand your point.
Well, I mean, he can watch it on I'm sure he has a computer.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do it in public? There's something weird about it. But I don't know why it's bisexual.
That's so weird I'm to saying me to me, I don't even like going to a gym. I don't I don't want people watching me on a
You mean to masturbate?
I don't like going to a regular movie theater to masturbate.
Yeah, it sounded like you were still talking about to masturbate, man.
No, I'm just talking about like how some people prefer to do things at home in the privacy of their own home,
right?
And some people want to be seen.
But then again,
I don't think he went to do it to be seen.
But then again, he's old school. Maybe this is the only way he knows. He's from another generation.
It's the thrill of getting caught too, though, right?
It's got to be something like that too. Yeah, there's got to be something.
Well, he must have come pretty hard today.
But at the same time, he's like,
that's true.
The thrill really got.
Yeah, right when the cops are clapping him down, like, oh, this is the best like, moment.
Exactly.
Don't cuff me now.
Do you think getting caught jerking off in like an adult movie theater, do you think it's like the same as being like a really ripped guy doing like push-ups in a gym like shirtless, or is it more like being that guy who's doing like karate moves in slacks shirtless like in a park?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm not sure what that means
either. No, I absolutely know what he means. He's saying these are all people who want to be seen doing whatever they're doing in public. Like that guy doing karate moves in slacks could just as easily be doing karate moves in his house, but he wants to be seen doing the karate moves. He wants to be out in the world and get like, he's kind of like, he acts like he doesn't notice, but he's checking out to see who's looking at him doing karate. You know what I mean? Like out of the corner of his eye, he's like, any girl that walks by, he thinks like, yeah, she's digging my karate. You know what I mean? Like he won't outwardly show anything and he tries to hide it. Same with the guy doing push-ups shirtless at the gym. Like, it's no, there's no advantage to being shirtless. Really, he gets, I understand it. Like, it's easier to
but
do.
But like, even push-ups, you can just do at home. It's not like you're using a piece of equipment.
Exactly. And, but it is easier for him because he's getting some type of like positive feedback. He's seeing people who are appreciating his muscles in his mind. You know what I mean?
Or like, the way he jerks off.
And Ben's question is, which guy is he more like? Fred Willard. Like, does Fred Willard think like other guys in the porno theater are seeing him jerk off and like, man, look at that technique.
I think he's the guy who thinks, what if I walk in the movie theater? How many people are going to be like, hey, best in show? Like, no one's going to notice him. He doesn't think he's as famous of big of a name as he probably actually is.
To be honest, I think there must be some type of a public display thing like Ben was talking about for why he's beating off in a theater. Otherwise, I mean, I can't imagine.
But he's 70-something years old, and there's no history of this. He hasn't been caught doing this kind of shit before.
It does seem weird, because like if somebody is like, if there's like a new serial killer on the loose, odds are he's not 70, and he's just now started killing people. Like, jacking off and serial killing is a young man's game. You know what I mean? You don't just wake up one day in your mid-70s and think, I'm going to jerk off in a movie theater.
You're right.
Or maybe you do. We don't know. Let's ask Craig.
Oh, that's a good point. I wonder how many times my dad has beat off since he's been in my house.
Do you think he's ever beat off in your room?
God, I hope so.
You know what guy drives me the most insane? What? And I'm sure that musical engineer Jamie can agree with this. It's the people that you see at public parks playing guitar.
Well, you know what? Chris has been prompting me to tell this story for years, so I'll tell it right now on the show. When I first moved to LA, I was living with my aunt and uncle. Actually, I was living with musical engineer Jamie. We were both living with my aunt and uncle. After 3 months, Jamie moved back to Northern California, and I was stayed down in Southern California in LA with my aunt and uncle. Most of the time, they traveled a lot. The reason I started living there was they were both just retired, so they were planning on traveling a lot. So a lot of the week they were gone. But this was after, I mean, Chris and I had lived together in Sacramento for 5 years. So I had been living on my own for a while. So it was kind of weird living in someone else's house. But when they were gone, it didn't really matter to me. It was nice.
This is the story about Danny playing a guitar to attract men on the beach. From what I remember.
No. So I was living in their house, which felt uncomfortable when they were both there at times. So I didn't know anyone in LA. Like, everyone I knew had moved back. Chris and Jamie had both moved back to Northern California. So I didn't have anything to do some nights. But when my aunt and uncle were in town, I didn't want to just sit around their house, and I didn't drink, so I didn't go out to bars. So one time I took a guitar to the beach. I know, Ben, you just said you hate that. But I wasn't sitting like in a place where people could hear me, to be honest. I went out to like the middle of the sand, and no one's there at like 10 at night in the sand. So no one was around me. I was just playing guitar by myself. So then I walked back to sort of like the Venice Beach boardwalk area, and I was putting my shoes on to get ready to go home. And this old guy comes up to me. Well, he's like 35, 40 years old. And he looked, I don't know how to describe him. He had like a jean jacket on, and like, he just looked very, I imagine this guy like working at like, I don't know, some type of a factory in like middle America. He looked so plain and so just sort of, I don't know how to describe it, like very blue collar.
That was his look. Yeah. That was his angle.
He starts, I can't even remember exactly how it went down, but he came up and he's like, oh, you got a guitar there. I had my acoustic guitar. He's like, oh, cool, you got a guitar. You ever hear the song Wooden Ships by Jefferson Airplane, or
Crosby,
who was it?
Stills.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I was like, oh, no, I never heard that one. He's like, oh, man, shit. That's an awesome song, man. It's just about getting away from all the bullshit, you know? Just getting up on a wooden ship with some aliens and just, you know, getting away from it all. I've never heard of the song to this day.
I wonder if that song is some kind of gay code.
I don't know. And you're supposed to say, no, I've never heard of it, if you want to get butt-fucked. Like, there's this weird gay code that I don't know about. But he said he wanted to party. And I thought he was trying to buy drugs from me, because my hair, when I first moved down to LA, all the time when I would walk down the Venice boardwalk, people would always try to buy drugs from me. I guess I looked like I had drugs on me. And I remember I specifically said this to him, no, man, I'm clean.
Which he thinks, I don't have AIDS, so hit right. it wrong.
Exactly.
Hit it wrong.
That's it. I realized this later. So, and then he just kept asking me, like, hey. He was like, yeah, I was just at home. First he said I was at home and I was watching some porno. And I decided to come down to the beach and see if I could get laid. And I was like, yeah, man. Probably there's a lot of places still open just down on the boardwalk. I bet there's a lot of girls still out. And he's like, yeah, you know, I was just out watching some gay porn at home, and I figured I might as well come down to the beach and find
for some back playing guitar
and see if I could find a big dick to play with. And I was like,
he really said a big dick to play with.
He said a big dick to play with, and I was like, well, you're half right. I am gay. No, I was like, oh man, yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree. He's like, he just kept pushing it though. He kept saying like, what about you? I bet you got a big one. I can usually tell. And he's like, trying to do that thing where, you know, guys kind of, we're all fucking idiots. First of all, we think like girls just constantly want to fuck hardcore, and that we just have to get in there and tell them that. And that's how I felt when he was telling me like I was just being shy and playing a little bit hard to get. But when he was trying to like look me in the eyes and be like, I know how to take care of you. Like, and I was,
well, how does that make you feel that he wouldn't possibly believe you weren't gay?
That's, like, oh, well, well, right, it was a little frustrating because I was thinking like I was a lot bigger than this guy. So I was probably going to stretch his asshole out. No, so I was a lot bigger than him. So, like, I was being really nice, but he kept pushing the issue to the point where I was getting annoyed and, like, pissed off. And I understand why some gay bashing happens. Because if I was a little bit homophobic, I would have probably, like, pushed him or something. You know what I mean? At least something would have happened. But I'm totally not homophobic, so I just kept thinking it was funny. But I was also getting annoyed with him, just like, hey, I'm not playing hard to get. I don't want you to blow me, all right? And I'm not going to have sex with you. And then he told me, oh, yeah, well, if you change your mind, I'll just be right out here in the sand. And he, like, kept walked out to the sand and he kept, like, looking over his shoulder at me, like, uh-huh. Like, now you can't resist. You see what I'm working with or something.
Doesn't that make you wonder, though, why he was so certain that you're gay that he knew more than you knew?
Or, that's not the first time that's happened. You guys remember?
I know. I remember the one in Tower Records.
Yeah, in Tower Records, this guy kept bugging me. You were there, and he saw that I was there with friends, and he's like,
that was his lead-in, right? Yeah. Like he said, look, I know you're with friends. I'm going to make this easy on you.
I'm going to make this easy, and I can be very discreet.
I'm kind of insulted that he didn't approach me. What is it about Danny? Do you just smell like gum?
I smell like something.
It's a frequency of smell that only gay guys.